KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for occasional light rain today and a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are slated to meet in just under a half an hour to act on the appointment of a full-time mental health general assistance director. Deb Schuler has filled the position in the interim following the termination of employment in February of former longtime mental health and developmentally disabled and general assistance director Teresa Canning. The board is also expected to act on the appointment of an additional member to the Cass County Food Policy Council, an amended appropriation for the medical examiner's department, and on authorizing the board chair to sign a planning grant agreement with the Iowa Division of Homeland and Security and Emergency Management for a multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. Their meeting gets underway at the courthouse at 8:30. News time is 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Emergency management officials in Shelby County said Tuesday that Hazel Road is currently closed to replace a bridge with a pipe. The bridge is located on a stretch of Level B Road over an unnamed tributary of Mosier Creek, south of 2246 Hazel Road, between Union Townships 16 and 17. The road will be closed for about 4 to 6 weeks, so residents and emergency responders should plan to take alternate routes accordingly. Awards totaling $23.8 million were announced Tuesday for 70 communities across the state. The Iowa Economic Development Authority awarded the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, funds to support 72 community investment projects. The federally funded grants were awarded for community facilities, infrastructure improvements, downtown revitalization, and single-family owner-occupied housing rehabilitation. You can see the entire list of Western Iowa Award recipients under the same story on our website at KJAN.com. Just look for the news tab and scroll on down. But among the grant recipients was the City of Oneida, which received $300,000 for construction improvements to the city's water system. The City of Hancock received $196,000 for improvements to the city's water system. Also, the City of Macedonia, $246,000 for water system improvements. The City of Greenfield received $205,500 for the Southern Iowa Council of Governments. And the City of Panora, $395,000 for the Region 12 Council of Governments. The funds will enable communities to make needed improvements to water and sewer systems, improve housing conditions for low-income homeowners, provide facilities for disabled and at-risk individuals, and make transformative improvements to their downtown areas. The Pottawatomie County Trails Board is preparing the next steps for developing countywide trails. The board says they're engaging an engineering firm to begin surveying, designing, and preparing the cost estimates for phase one of the project. The board continues to talk with private citizens in the meanwhile, asking for donations of any size, including cash donations and gifts of grain or land, and applying for various grants as they come along. The Pott County Trails Board has been meeting regularly for the past few years to develop trails throughout the county, and a small group of regular participants have been working hard to create a countywide network to benefit all residents. Based on the plan, which was developed by the committee with assistance from the National Park Service and the Rails to Trails Committee program, the board has begun working to raise money and finalize the Phase 1 route from Council Bluffs to Neola and a second route from Council Bluffs to the Hitchcock Nature Center. Both routes total nearly 27 miles and will be 10-foot-wide poured concrete trails. The Trails Board has raised nearly $1 million toward their goal with the help of grants, local funding efforts, and the Pott County Board of Supervisors' support. The plan going forward is to begin Phase 1 as early as the spring of 2015. If you'd like to donate to the project or volunteer to assist, you can contact the Pottawatomie County Trails Board members through their Facebook page by searching Pottawatomie County Countywide Trail Plan. Police in Clarinda are asking for your help in solving a spree of residential burglaries that occurred in the eastern part of the city during the early morning hours of April 27th. Police Chief Keith Brothers said that on Sunday, Merlin Happ Murphy of 917 East Lincoln Street reported that someone entered his home by forcing their way through a window and stealing some personal items and causing property damage. That same morning, another homeowner on North 8th Street reported his home had been burglarized and items stolen. And a resident at the 600 block of North 10th Street reported that someone entered his home and destroyed personal property. Each of the incidents remain under investigation, and anyone with information concerning the identity of the individuals who committed one or all of those criminal acts should contact the Clarinda Police Department. Information that leads to an arrest is eligible for a cash reward through the Page County Crime Stoppers program. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, there has been widespread flooding in the Florida Panhandle and other parts of the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service says as many as 20 inches of rain has fallen in Pensacola, and forecasters expect a few more inches. The storm left people stranded in cars and homes earlier this morning, and rescue crews couldn't reach many areas. It's the same storm system that killed at least 35 people in tornadoes that spread from Oklahoma to North Carolina earlier this week. A slowdown in the U.S. economy in the first 3 months of the year turns out to be worse than expected. The government says the economy grew at an annual rate of just 0.1% from January through March. That's the weakest since the end of 2012, but the slowdown is expected to be temporary as growth rebounds with warmer weather. And British actor Bob Hoskins has died at the age of 71. His varied career ranged from Mona Lisa to Who Framed Roger Rabbit. A family statement released by his agent in London said Hoskins died in a hospital after a bout of pneumonia. The versatile character actor appeared in some of the most acclaimed British films of the past few decades, including the gangster classic The Long Good Friday. News time is 8:10.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
And in the funeral announcements this morning, Harley Edwin Nissen, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harley Nissen will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Faye Androy, age 59, of Missouri Valley, died Sunday. Funeral services for Faye Androy will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Genzen, age 78, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Genzen will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Coles, age 72, of Portsmouth, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial service for Gary Coles will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joe Schultz, age 91, of Manila, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Joe Schultz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. George G.M. Byer, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for George Byer will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Todd Pritchard, age 51, of Stewart, died Saturday. A visitation for Todd Pritchard will be held tomorrow from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with military graveside services 9:30 a.m. Friday at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died April 17th. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be Friday at 11 a.m. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Carol Jean Johnson, age 72, of Greensboro, Maryland, died January 24th at the Caroline Nursing Home in Denton, Maryland. Memorial services for Carol Johnson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Dory Schmidt, age 85, of Greenfield, has died. Graveside services for Dory Schmidt will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Fern Fulsang LaPaine, age 92, of Colorado and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial graveside services for Fern Fulsang LaPaine will be held Sunday in the Atlantic Cemetery. The time of the service is currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Henson reporting.